Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To prove the point how good Boomer's been this year with the picks, I had a 5-0 week last week, and I'm still 5 games behind him in the standings as we head into week 7. That's the start that he is on. Now, he actually had a bad week for him last week at 3-2. Jerry, 2-3. I'm 5-0 last week. But the standings for the year, Boomer, 23-8. I'm 18-13. And the reigning champion, Jerry Recco, 14-17 on the year.
Today, I'm the best radio talk show host at WFAN.
Fair. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By Rex Real Estate, pay only 2% to sell your home. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And of course, we can't forget the sponsor of the Al's 5-team $5 parlay, Prop Swap. Jerry, what games do we have this week?
5 games for you for week 7 in the National Football League. Game number 1, the Oakland Raiders on the road at Lambeau Field. Green Bay at home, giving up 5 points.
The Raiders have surprised me a lot this year. They are really banged up at wide receiver in Green Bay. I would normally snap judgment, pick the Packers in this one all day long, but I'm not going to do it. That Raiders defense is better than people think. And they're moving the football consistently. I think that the Raiders cover that spread. I don't have the guts to pick them to win. I think the Raiders cover.
I agree with you 100% and due in large part to the wide receiver problems that Green Bay's having. I think this is going to be not a high-scoring game. It's going to be something like 23-20, 24-21, something like that. So I think Oakland covers. I do. And I do think Green Bay wins, however.
One thing Green Bay has not done well this year, it seems like they get big leads and they don't run away from teams. I think Oakland keeps it close, too. I'll take the Raiders. Game number 2, the Minnesota Vikings on the road. They stay indoors in Detroit. And the Lions, the Lions are getting 1.5 at home.
Yeah, I think that the Vikings are going to lose this game. And it's not because the Vikings are a bad team or they're going to play poorly or Kirk Cousins is going to have a dud. It's because the Lions are really good. And the Lions should have beaten the Green Bay Packers this past week. They should have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs in their building. And there was that crazy, fumble recovery for a touchdown for 100 yards in that game that swayed everything. The Lions are ticked off. They don't normally fare well against the Vikings. They're at home. They're playing really good football. The Lions are going to win this game.
I will go against your bias because I can feel it. I can just sense it. And you're just being so mean-spirited towards a team that you root for. I'm going to take the Vikings. I think they win the game. I know that the Lions are a much better team under Matt Patricia. There's no question about that. But I think this Vikings defense, man, they are real. They keep every game close. And really what it comes down to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm gonna take Kirk Cousins on the road. This is where he's got to figure it out, and this has got to be the beginning of what I think is going to be hopefully a really good second half for him.
I will go with Boomer on this one. I'm going to take the Vikings minus the 1.5 on the road. They're a good team indoors. I know they're away, but I will take Minnesota as well. Game number 3, Baltimore goes out west to take on the Seahawks. The Seahawks minus 3.
Yeah, this is a matchup of two teams I really don't have a great feel about, because when I think one of them's really good, they end up doing something that reminds me that maybe they aren't all that good. Two quarterbacks playing at an extremely high level. This is going to be fun. I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks because I think Russell Wilson's just going to be a little bit better than Lamar Jackson, and he is on his way to an MVP season, especially with this Patrick Mahomes injury. Give me Russell Wilson more than anything else in this game to win and cover.
I agree with you, and the reason I say that is because Russell Wilson doesn't turn the ball over. Lamar Jackson does turn the ball over. Lamar Jackson is going to be under siege in this game. It's obviously his first visit out to Seattle. That in itself is going to be a very different situation for the first-time quarterback to play in that building. So I'm going to take Seattle. It's a low number, actually. I thought the number was going to be higher than that. I was a little surprised, even though Baltimore adds Marcus Peters to their secondary. I will take Russell Wilson and continue his stellar play.
Not much to add. I agree. Seattle impressed me in Cleveland last week. I'll take the Seahawks as well. Game number four, the Sunday night game. Philadelphia in Dallas. The Cowboys giving up 2.5.
Man, both of these teams should be better than they are. That Philadelphia secondary is really, really bad. And I know that Amari Cooper's banged up, and I know that Dak Prescott hasn't looked as good as he did early on, but this is the closest matchup that Dak Prescott has had since those first three games that he played against a bad defense, because they can stop the run, the Eagles. They cannot stop the pass at all. You saw what Steph Diggs did against them last week. I think Dak gets back on track. I think a big game from Michael Gallup in this particular matchup. Give me the Dallas Cowboys.
Fletcher Cox came out this week and said, I got to play better. And I'm like, oh boy, watch out. If he plays better, he's what they call a game wrecker, Gio. I don't know if you've ever heard of that
game
term.
Game wrecker, yeah. Wreck the game.
So I'm going to take the Eagles and Doug Peterson because I think the edge is there. I something wrong in Dallas, man. There's just something not right. And I don't know what it is, but I think these two teams are going to take it down to the wire, and I will take the Eagles to cover and win the game.
On their way to going 13-3, they got to start winning some games. So this week it starts Cowboys minus the 2.5.
Of course.
Game number five.
Biased fan.
Game number five. Yeah. Arizona in New Jersey. Take on the Giants, who are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, we've been talking about this game. I think it's going to be really fun. I love the over in the game, over 50.5, I believe. But I also like the Giants. I think that, and the reason why is that their defense, I think, is a little bit better than what Arizona has. And in this high-scoring game, they'll make one or two more plays to be able to win the game. And with the fact that you got Saquon, Evan Ingram, that whole contingent coming together against a bad defense and an offense, by the way, that does not possess the ball. And then it's just back and forth. It's craziness. I think it favors the Giants at home. But it'll be fun. It'll be close. But the Giants win and cover.
Get ready to see spread out offenses all over the place, especially if Saquon Barkley's playing for the Giants. Evan Ingram's going to have a huge day. Should have a huge day anyway. And I think that Daniel Jones gets back on track here. This is not the Patriots defense. I'm taking the Giants at home, and I think they win by a touchdown or more.
I'm going to take the Cardinals in a high-scoring game. I think both quarterbacks play well, but Kyler Murray's really impressed me, and I think he's going to give the Giant defense fits. I'll take Arizona games for Sunday. Week 7, we'll do the Jet game on Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.